This is 88.5 WFDD News. I'm Neil Charnoff. North Carolina lawmakers adjourned a marathon session with a flurry of activity and an all-night session last week. It began with a budget stalemate and ended with controversial bills being discussed behind closed doors. Here to add some perspective is Tom Little, a lecturer with the UNCG Political Science Department. Tom, thanks for coming in.
Sure, no problem.
First of all, why was this session so long?
Well, I think you had a couple things going on, particularly with three institutions. You have the House, the Senate, and the governor. And each of them want to play a significant role. But what you had is three different leaders with three different sort of objectives. You have Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, who is the senior member, if you will, of that leadership triumvirate. He's been there 5 years. The governor, elected in 2012, took over in 2013. Now, he's also running for re-election. So you have that dynamic going on. And then you have the speaker, Tim Moore, who has come in. He was just elected speaker, and he's trying to figure out sort of how to get his larger chamber, 120 members, active and organized. Each of them are trying to do their own things. So when you clash those three things, it meant things took time, a lot more negotiation, a lot more discussion, a lot more debate. So all of those things combined meant we were going to be there for a while.
Well, I think when you have this all-nighter right before adjourning, there was a perception that the end of the session was rather chaotic. What does that say about the governance of this state? Is that a typical way to end a session?
Yeah, that says it's like every other state. Well, and you think about it, it's not just a state, it's you. You know, if you look at a student, when do they do their most not impressive work? I'm a professor. I know that working under pressure does not generally work well. I've read the papers. But how chaotic is it when you know that paper's got to be submitted by midnight? The legislature in every state is the same way, and I don't care if it's a 90-day session, 150-day session, or a 365-day session. A lot of work's going to be done the last day.
This last year, we saw several attempts to enact state control over local governments. Mm-hmm. There was the redistricting bills. There was a local ordinance bill, which was tacked onto something separate. That didn't end up going through. What's going on here?
Yeah, that is a really interesting dynamic, Neil. I think there's a couple things going on here. One is institutional, the other is ideological. On institutional level, the Republicans look and say, look, we've got control of all of the apparatus of state government for the first time since Reconstruction. We have the governorship, we have the legislature, and we have majority of the Supreme Court. So they think they should be able to control everything. And then they look at some of the urban areas and some of the cities, and they're passing things that don't match what they want to do. And I think they find that very frustrating. The second thing is ideological. The reality is this is a conservative Republican Party right now. And although local elections are considered to be nonpartisan, the reality is most local government officials are Democratic because most urban voters are Democratic. So they're passing more liberal policies in the urban areas, and that's angering the conservatives in Raleigh who don't like those policies. They're also looking and saying, how could we maybe make some of those local elections less Democratic? And the way to do that, and what you saw, for example, in some places, is trying to make, for example, judicial elections are now going to be partisan. Because they say, look, voters don't know the party, so they may just vote for name recognition. Most voters are Republican, we believe, they say. So if they know the party, they may vote in more Republicans. So I think you're seeing party ideology and institutional battles all going on at once.
Legislators aren't back until April. Just briefly, what happens in the off season? Is this a time when advocates kind of regroup for the next session?
Well, what happens for advocates is, yeah, they regroup. What happens for legislators? I know it's a part-time legislature in name and in salary and in staff, but it's not in time. They'll be in committees. They'll be preparing bills for pre-filing, things like that. And the other side of it that I think we often forget is constituent casework. The reality is legislators get phone calls 365 days a year. And if you want to get reelected, the answer is never, we're not in session. I don't do that right now. So they'll be busy. They'll be going back to Raleigh for committee meetings, subcommittee meetings, task forces, those kinds of things. My guess is apart from holidays, the average member spends at least a day a week in Raleigh, even when they're out of session.
Tom Little, thank you so much for joining us today.
Glad to be here. Thank you, Neil.